This is Ed Schoenfeld with some of the region's top stories of 2012. The year saw three longtime incumbent lawmakers lose their seats in the legislature. Haines Republican Bill Thomas's loss was the biggest upset. Many expected an easy re-election since he co-chaired the budget writing House Finance Committee.
I'm in a leadership position and in a position to help not only just my district but all of Southeast.
But then Sitka Democrat Jonathan Christ Tompkins filed and began introducing himself to the district.
I'm knocking on every door in Hangoon and Heidelberg and Kasan and Sitka and everywhere else.
The final tally gave the 23-year-old political newcomer a 32-vote win. Redistricting was one reason for Thomas's loss. It also helped Sitka Republican Bert Stedman defeat Angoon Democrat Albert Kukesh. Both are incumbents. It was also a factor in Ketchikan incumbent Kyle Johansson's defeat. He left a crowded GOP primary to run as an independent, but didn't get far.
I am registered as a Republican, and the party is backing Wilson, and that's as far as it goes.
Wrangell incumbent Peggy Wilson went on to beat Johansson and Democrat Matt Olson by a strong margin. In all, redistricting took Southeast's 8 legislative seats down to 6, and the election cost the region both its native lawmakers. The year also brought changes to the ferry system. Marine Highways Chief Mike Newsel announced reestablishment of Angoon's connection to Sitka.
That's made possible by the fact that the dock in Angoon was completely rebuilt and is now compatible with the fast vehicle ferry Fairweather.
Plans for the Alaska-class ferry underwent a significant alteration this year. Governor Sean Parnell announced a single, medium-sized vessel would cost far more than expected. He said two small shuttle ferries were a better idea.
My goal is to make sure that the schedules are maintained or bettered, so the service is maintained or bettered. I want to make sure that that vessel or vessels are built on budget, and I'm working hard to get those built here in Ketchikan.
Also this year, Angoon, Heidelberg, Sitka, Ketchikan, and some other locations continued pushing for new or expanded hydropower plants. Meanwhile, the Southeast Alaska Power Agency considered streamlining operations at its two dams serving Wrangell, Petersburg, and Ketchikan. A report suggested having one, not two, operators would save up to $500,000 a year. But concerns about reliability and efficiency pushed the decision into 2013. This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting from Juneau.